From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft on Wednesday released the language of a statewide referendum on the state's new abortion law. But as Sarah Fenton reports, representatives from the coalition behind the effort say it's too late to collect the 100,000 signatures needed to put it on the ballot.
The ACLU is a member of the No Bans on Choice committee behind the ballot initiative. Representatives conceded they would not be able to collect the signatures before the law restricting most abortions after 8 weeks goes into effect August 28th. The ACLU filed a petition for a referendum after the Republican-controlled legislature passed the law in May. Ashcroft said an emergency clause inside the new law meant he couldn't approve the petition. A federal judge overruled him. ACLU of Missouri Policy Director Sarah Baker says Ashcroft deliberately took as much time as possible to release the language.
Because he stopped the clock early on and then dragged his feet, he was able to take extra days away from Missourians and make it impossible to gather those signatures.
The ACLU has also sued the state in an effort to overturn the new law. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
A text message program in the pilot stage is underway in mid-Missouri in hopes of reducing the number of failures to appear in court. The State of Missouri Public Defender's Office has paired with a company called UpTrust to start the pilot program in 5 Missouri jurisdictions: Columbia, St. Louis, Jefferson City, Troy, and Kennett. The ACLU and the MacArthur Justice Center of Missouri are asking a judge to grant emergency relief to prison inmates infected with hepatitis C. They've already filed a class action lawsuit against the Missouri Department of Corrections and their medical provider, Corizon. But as Jacqueline Driscoll reports, that's not set to begin for another year. And in the meantime, they want a judge to order treatment.
The lawsuit claims that the MDOC and Corizon are not treating several thousand inmates infected with hepatitis C. This is leading to chronic and severe problems and even death, says Amy Bryan with the MacArthur Justice Center. There's been 2 days of testimony, but Brian says the most compelling, in her opinion, came from 2 Corizon doctors.
And they both testified under oath that if they could, they would treat everybody in Missouri prisons who has chronic hepatitis C with these direct-acting antiviral drugs.
The Missouri Department of Corrections said they could not comment on ongoing litigation. The hearing is set to wrap up on Friday, and the judge is expected to make a decision shortly after. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
A federal judge ordered the State Parole Board to change its treatment of juveniles sentenced to life behind bars. Missouri prison officials say they will comply. Her ruling comes after inmates filed a class action lawsuit against Missouri's prison system. They allege that the parole board didn't give them a fair shot at freedom, despite a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that found life sentences for juveniles without parole are unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.